Redo Experience.
Hi and welcome to another episode of the Naina Redo Experience. I am today going to address the huge problem everyone seems to be having with Instagram. And I'm going to be talking about Instagram versus blogging, which is better, should you be doing both and things like that. First of all, let me get it out of the way by saying that I struggle with Instagram as well. Don't get me wrong, I love the platform. It has been it has been great in the sense that it has enabled me to share a lot of my work with my audience, with people who've been following my work. People have given me feedback, so my work has improved thanks to Instagram. I have made money thanks to being on Instagram. You know, brands pay you for posting on Instagram, videos, photos and stuff like that. I've gotten a lot of, you know, free clothes and things like that because brands like you wearing their clothes and then posting photos on Insta. My biggest pet peeve from day one has been that photographs of me that I post tend to get more likes than other photos, which might be a better showcase of my work as a photographer in general. So if it's a photograph that I really like and I post it, the number of likes I'll get will probably be half of the number of likes I'll get if it's a photograph of me, like if it's a selfie or if it's a professionally shot photograph that I've posted on Instagram. Now, a lot of people have had this complaint since day one also, that why is it always just photos of me? Like, the photos that I like, no one tends to like, etc. Now, that's something that's not in your control, really. I have tried to explain that to myself and be okay with it. And I think I kind of am, but it still bothers me because clearly I'm still talking about it. I have spoken to people who work at Instagram, and I don't think anybody really knows what's happening. There are a lot of Instagram users who keep saying, and I'm one of them, who are like, oh my god, this, you know, the algorithm should go back to being chronological and it was way better then and we enjoyed it. There has been a lot of complaints since the algorithm changed, and I don't think anyone really understands how the algorithm works. Lately, a lot of people's profiles on Instagram have been getting a lot less engagement, unless you already had about, you know, 300,000-400,000 followers and your very specific way of posting photos of just yourself, that's what I have seen. Then you are getting a certain number of likes and a certain number of followers pretty much every day, and that keeps going up. But if your account is like an average account like mine, where you have about 20, 30, 40, even 100,000 followers, the engagement has dropped severely. The number of follower gain has dropped severely. And I've been seeing complaints on Reddit, for example, dozens of them pretty much every day on the social media subreddit, where people are like, oh my god, what happened to my engagement? So I don't think anybody knows what's going on, because it's not like it's a blanket thing everywhere. There are a lot of people whose follower count has been going up, their engagement has been going up. So I'm not really sure what's up. I don't think I have been posting anything that's bad or wrong in any sense. I did see some of my hashtags had been banned. I don't know if shadow ban is a real thing, but all my, you know, eyes for destination, eyes for SF, eyes for lifestyle, eyes for fashion, if I clicked on those, it would show me the top 9 or whatever, and then it would say 1000 posts under this, and then I would go and it would not show me anything. For almost 15 to 20 days, that's what was happening. And then one day I went back and everything was back up again. So like I said, I don't really know how it works. And I know people who work at Instagram and they are very tight-lipped about how this thing is supposed to work, if they know how it works, etc. So again, totally clueless. People are like, oh my god, what kind of content works on Instagram, etc. I mean, I know it's like the super cliched answer, and it's like you do what you do anyway. So for me, the most important part is the things that I get hired for as a photographer. So I need to showcase my work as a photographer. If it means that I have to rehash old photographs and old images and re-edit them and show them and say that, okay, this is what I did, this was the assignment. Essentially, it is a platform. Instagram is a platform I use to showcase some of my best photography work. And of course, it is also for brand partnerships and people that I work with. So you have to decide what you're using the platform for, I guess. And I'm not saying I know that's what I'm using it for. I don't know what's happening on Instagram. I don't know. I don't have a very focused approach. I'm a little all over the place, because even as a photographer, I'm a little all over the place. I mean, I photograph literally everything except wildlife and weddings. So I have there's fashion, there's portraiture, there's architecture, there's, you know, lifestyle, luxury. It's, I do everything. So the problem is that a lot of people say that your feed should look very consistent. You should post about the same stuff. The moment someone sees a photo on their feed, they should know, oh, you know, Naina photographed this. That is kind of a little hard for me to do because I photograph so much and there's so much happening in general. So I don't think I will ever be able to nail that aspect of Instagram consistency. I think my variety is my consistency. So there is no set formula. I would suggest that you keep doing what you're doing. It's a slow and steady growth process. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes a long time. And now it takes even longer. Of course, because there are just way so many people on Instagram. I don't think Instagram is going anywhere. A lot of people signed up on Vero or Vero, however it's pronounced. I signed up on it as well. They gave me a verified profile pretty quickly. So that was nice. But it is a new platform. People don't really... it's a new platform for most of us. I mean, it's been around since, I think, 2015. But it suddenly blew up recently and they had to add new servers because 3.5 million people joined over a period of 10 days. That's nuts. Which also goes to say that a lot of people are unhappy with what is happening on Instagram. But I honestly don't think Instagram is going anywhere. Now, you have to remember that Instagram is owned by Facebook, right? Facebook and Instagram are for-profit businesses. They have to make decisions to help them make money. So if that decision means that a chronological feed has to be taken away, they're going to do that. Of course, they shouldn't end up pissing off most of their user base. But again, I don't know what the thought behind that decision was. And I think it's been talked about by people who know more about this than I do. So it's my point is that as a business, they will do what they have to do to keep running that business. As a business owner myself, I have to do the things that I need to run my business. So if I feel that Instagram is not really delivering the kind of value that it was delivering earlier, that doesn't mean I abandon ship completely. I still have my Instagram profile. I still post there and I still curate what I post there. But at the same time, for me, my blog has been the most important place. Twitter is another place where I still have conversations and I use it to learn and people discover my work. The kind of people who discover my work on Twitter is very different from the kind of people who discover my work on Instagram. As a photographer, the visual platform of Instagram is a little more important for me in terms of the kind of money I make. But my blog is the place where I, literally control everything. So there is never going to be a, ki, are, you know, kuch change ho gaya. I will display what I need to display on the blog just the way I want to. So right now, if you go to the front page of my blog, you'll see that it starts with the main story that I want to highlight as a feature story. Then it'll be followed by 25 other feature stories. So my limit is that even as a portfolio piece, photographers were always advised that you should not exceed between 20 to 30 images in your portfolio section to introduce someone to your work. So from the same point of view, I look at it on my blog where on WordPress I can tweak it and I say that I only want to show these 25 featured posts when you start from top to bottom. So I show those and those are the exact ones that I want to showcase, that when someone new comes to my blog and wants to see, okay, this I've heard about this blog for the first time. I don't know who this blogger is. Let me see what their work looks like. So then they will immediately see that, okay, I do fashion. I do lifestyle. You know, I was on the cover of HT Brunch. Yay. And a bunch of other things that I want to showcase. Apart from that, people who have already been coming to my blog, they usually don't come to the homepage. They will usually go to a predefined section. Like some people find that my street style is their most favorite. So they immediately go to eyesforstreetstyle.com, which redirects to naina.co/category/eyesforstreetstyle. Similarly, I have people who are only interested in my travel stories. So those are at eyesfordestinations.com. And then there is, you know, eyes for fashion, there's eyes for lifestyle and lots more. I do personal style also. So you have to find a balance. Like, you know, in a blog post, if I post 30 images from a particular photo story, not all 30 of them will end up coming onto Instagram. I'll probably show 5 or 6 from that at most. And that too, I will probably, if it's thematic and I want to put them all together, then I'll put them all together one after the other. Or then I'll post like one in every 3 days, once in every 5 days, once in a week, etc. Stuff like that. Lately, I have started posting a lot less on Instagram. I used to post at a point in time almost 16 updates every day because I just produce so much work. Then I ended up, so when I had last checked, I think about a year ago, I went and checked my Instagram and I realized that I had about 12,500 updates. And I thought, if you have had to look at maths in general, you know, a general guess would be that if most of my posts had low engagement, then the total average engagement across 12,500 posts would be a lot less. At that time, Instagram had still not introduced their archive feature. So I sat down one night and I deleted around 9,000 to 10,000 updates that I had made. I wish the archive feature had been there. I would have archived all of them. But I ended up deleting almost 9,000 to 10,000 of them. Currently, I have about 2,500. I'm not really sure the exact number updates on Instagram. And even now, when I post something, if I especially love it, like I really am like, oh my God, this image is so amazing. I'm so happy I was able to produce this. Then regardless of how many likes or how many comments I get, the post stays. But sometimes I'm not sure if this post works on Instagram and I'll be like, chalo experiment karke dekhte hain. And I'll put it on Instagram. And then if it doesn't get a certain amount of likes where I feel comfortable ki, okay, this is a high engagement post, then within 24 to 48 hours, I archive it. And because I'm posting a lot less, like I post maybe 2-3 maximum updates every day, unless it's a campaign with a brand, it's a lot easier to kind of go back and archive. So I don't have to do the whole 9,000 thing anymore again. Trust me, that was absolutely crazy. My shoulders hurt and my neck was like, oh my God, what's happening? And my finger was like stuck in that position, like, delete. Are you sure want to delete? Yes. Delete. So yeah, and with the blog, that's the thing. With the blog, I don't have to archive anything. I don't have to hide anything. I don't have to delete anything. Everything stays. Even if it was a post that I made 5 years ago, which is now really sounds really dumb, it stays. Because for me, it's my blog will always be the place that I go back to and look at my evolution to see where I have come from. I don't think I can do that on Instagram. One, because that platform doesn't belong to me. And tomorrow they could decide that they're changing something completely and their terms of service changes and stuff like that. And I don't want to be in a position where I'm like, oh shit. You know, what just happened. With my blog, everything is kind of in my control. I mean, obviously you could say things like, "Arey, but Naina, tomorrow what if the internet shuts down? Aise to matlab tomorrow if there is nuclear war, to kuch bhi ho sakta hai." But for the majority part, I enjoy the blog. I also enjoy it because I'm able to, you know, I can post 30 photographs. I can talk about a story over a period of a month and where I document it and I can write about it and I can link back to my brand partners, I can link back to other bloggers and I can do stuff like that. I can link to other articles. Ek to Instagram mein sabse bada problem is, even though I have a verified account, I haven't switched to a business account, by the way. I had in the middle, but I didn't think it really worked for me. I mean, it just didn't work for me. And I'm currently tracking my growth on a weekly basis where I have an Excel sheet and there are 4 or 5 values that I've been tracking, and let's see how it goes after I've switched back from a business profile. So far, what I've seen is that my engagement, my reach, etc. has improved. So again, this is just maybe a one-off, or I don't know, but in my experience, having a business profile, my engagement had gone down severely. So I'm back to a personal account. But even though, I forgot what the main point was that I was talking about. So anyway, yeah, so I think you should have a blog. I know it's hard. You're already focusing on building your Instagram profile. But if you are working as an influencer, you must in the long run think of a blog and really start now. It's not that much of an effort. You're already posting on Instagram. Kar do blog pe bhi post. Same photo, write 100 words that you, or maybe just copy paste from Instagram and post it there. Because you will have a repository, you will have it documented, and you will be able to do more work. I think it just opens up more avenues for you as a business to make more revenue. Because you can say, okay, it's not just going on Instagram, I will do a blog post and then I will do these 3 updates across, you know, Instagram, Twitter. It's a similar, right? When someone is posting on Instagram and then the client says, okay, we also want you to post to Facebook. So then you're like, okay, this is how much extra it'll cost. Similarly, if you have a blog feature and then you post across Instagram, etc., you might think, yeah, but I'm already making so much money, I don't need to do a blog. Yaar, kal ko kuch ho gaya. Just imagine if tomorrow Instagram decides to do something, I don't know what. And you know, your engagement is shot to shit. People can't see your updates anymore. People are not clicking on the link in your bio. What are you going to do? Then suddenly if you decide that, oh, now I must start a blog, it's too late. You have to start now. I mean, you should have started yesterday, honestly. You should start with a blog. That should be your portfolio. it should be a reference space for other brands to come back and be like, acha, oh, they have worked with so many clients, etc. It even for international clients and for Indian clients, it helps to be like, okay, if you want to go and see what all work Naina has done, then we need to go to her blog. These are the various sections we can look at. This is the search term we can use, and you figure it out like that. So yeah, I mean, I think Instagram versus blogging both have their merits. Everyone seems to be having a huge pain in the ass time with Instagram these days, but I don't think the platform's going anywhere. I really hope they listen to some user feedback and come up with, you know, better options. For example, in the stories now, at least you can share links, swipe up, etc. I currently get the most amount of traffic on my blog from Facebook. Second in the tier is, I think, Twitter. Third in the tier is Instagram. Then there is Reddit, and then there is Pinterest. So these are the five places where my blog currently gets traffic from. I know a lot of people who get the most amount of traffic from Pinterest, but then you have to put in that work. So you have to decide which are the two or three primary platforms that you will focus on. You can't focus on all of them. At the same time, you can't not be on all of them. It's just reality. And I think you must have a presence. If you can automate posting from your blog to most of the platforms, you're set. So right now from my blog, posting is automated to Twitter, to my Facebook personal profile, to my Facebook business page, to my LinkedIn feed, and to my Pinterest. On Instagram, I still post manually, and my blog I post manually. Pretty much everything else is automated. So it makes your life a lot more easier. Excuse me, sorry. Okay, oh my God, the people on the audio, I'm really sorry about that. Yeah, so you must have Instagram and blog both. I'll give you a little bit of an update of what's happening these days. I am going to be at Colombo Fashion Week. I think by the time you listen to this, I would have finished with Amazon India Fashion Week. And I will be at Colombo Fashion Week, and I'm doing a knowledge workshop there on the subjects of blogging and social media. Thank you so much, Colombo Fashion Week, for inviting me. I'm very excited. If you are here and if you're listening to this before the workshop, if you have any questions, please email me on n@naina.co. My email is open to everyone. You can write to me about anything. Please don't send me DMs and private messages. I really cannot look at them. And after Colombo Fashion Week, I will be back in Delhi. What else am I doing? The Cosmopolitan Blogger Awards are happening on, I think, the 29th and 30th of March. And after that, what is finalized so far is in the last week of April, we are doing a hospitality gig with a luxury resort in Jim Corbett, which is a newly opened one. So that's something that I'm really excited about. Apart from that, it's going to start getting really hot. So I'm going to start planning some international trips. Hopefully, I have some money saved up. And I'm not sure if I'll be able to do any collaborations with brands, but I just really want to get out of here when it's going to be that hot. Apart from that, the updates, 2018 has been fantastic. I have been featured in so many, print and digital magazines. The Dream Host blog featured me. The Adobe blog featured me, did an interview with me. The Dreamhost thing you must read because it is the most comprehensive profile anyone has ever done on me. Thank you, Emily and Megan. It's really crazy. Honestly, I haven't been able to read it till now because I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I was on the cover of Hindustan Times Brunch. Before that, I had photographed a cover for them, and I had photographed Mrs. Sharmila Tagore and Soha Ali Khan. And it's been really incredible. Like, I'm not sure what's happening, but it's amazing. It's fucking amazing. And I'm worried that, you know, it's already gone so high. I'm not sure how long I'll be able to, like, sustain that. And I just hope I'm at least, at the very least, able to sustain it, if not travel higher. Right, cool. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Naina Radio Experience. As always, subjects are welcome. Please tell me what you want me to talk about. If you have specific questions, blah, blah, you always know. Please let me know. Email me, post a comment here, stuff like that. All right, cheers. Bye.